Some channels may just go away.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, Happy New Year. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Negotiations between Fox and Time Warner are continuing early into this New Year's Day. That's despite a deadline passing and an extension agreed upon. A dispute over carriage fees is threatening to pull the plug on several cable and broadcast channels Fox owns, causing millions of Time Warner and Bright House customers to lose a lot of Fox programming. 2009 was a year of frayed economic nerves. Looking to soothe them, the Federal Reserve bought more than $1 trillion worth of mortgage bonds, which, of course, sent mortgage rates plunging. Well, don't expect the same this year. Brett Neely has more.
Right now, you can get a 30-year mortgage for as little as 5%. That's the lowest rates have been, ever. Now that the economy is stabilized, the Fed plans to stop buying mortgages this spring. Brian Bethune is an economist with IHS Global Insight. He expects rates to rise.
There's going to be some moderate upward pressure on rates, but we don't see anything dramatic.
Those low interest rates have propped up the housing sector. But even if they rise, Bankrate.com's Greg McBride says it shouldn't hurt the economy's rebound.
Mortgage rates are still going to be low enough that they're not going to be a headwind for prospective home buyers.
McBride says 2010 is the year to refinance for anyone still holding an adjustable rate mortgage. He says rates can only go up from here. I'm Brett Neely for Marketplace.
The markets around the world are closed for the new year, but looking back, things looked pretty green. The Dow ended the year at 10,428, but in 2009 it saw its first annual gain in a couple of years, up 19%. The S&P added even more than that, about 23%, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ tacked on about 44%. There's no national cap-and-trade system for greenhouse gases, so some states are doing their own. Minnesota will start requiring utilities to weigh the cost of carbon when deciding where to get their energy. That could hurt out-of-state coal-fired power plants. Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
Minnesota wants to discourage its utilities from building coal-fired power plants or buying power from coal-fired plants in other states like North Dakota. Minnesota has calculated the cost of any future fees on carbon at up to $34 per ton. Minnesota utilities have to get state permission when they want to build a new power plant or import energy. Starting in 2012, they'll have to include the cost of carbon in their applications. Beth Goodpaster is a staff attorney with the Minnesota Center for Environmental Advocacy.
We know that carbon regulation is coming. We don't know exactly the form of it. We don't know exactly the price tag. So let's analyze a few different scenarios.
North Dakota says Minnesota is violating the U.S. Constitution, which says states can't regulate each other's businesses. California came up against the same argument when it was formulating a new carbon tax. Out-of-state power plants said they were being discriminated against. Bill Becker heads the National Association of Clean Air Agencies. He says Congress could head off the interstate squabbling with a national cap-and-trade system.
But until Congress takes action, what we're left with is states and localities throughout the country having to take matters into their own hands.
Even if that offends their neighbors. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace. Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
So on this New Year's Day, you looking for something quick and easy to eat? Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson reports on one entrepreneur who's trying to make fast food even faster.
That's the second gong of the day at GoMobo headquarters. The gong rings every time there's a big piece of good news at the company.
I am gonging because we have been officially accepted as an iPhone developer.
Dave Fellows is one of 10 employees at GoMobo. He works for 28-year-old Noah Glass, who started the company 4 years ago.
I'd say that I've been working 100-hour weeks every week for the last 4 years.
And with a work ethic like that, it won't surprise you what he's been working on. GoMobo is a website that's meant to save you time ordering takeout food. You order online or on your phone, pay in advance, and skip the lines when you go pick it up. It doesn't cost anything for you, the customer. Glass and his company collect fees from participating restaurants.
We're going to end this year at 5,000 restaurants.
And GoMobo will be making a profit at 3,500, he says. The huge jump in numbers is due to deals with Subway, Burger King, Dunkin' Donuts. Up till now, the company's been running on investor support, primarily from a wealthy venture capitalist Glass showed the idea to just before he was supposed to start attending Harvard Business School. This was the guy's response.
Show me that, you know, you're really in this thing and withdraw from Harvard Business School, and then we'll put the money in.
So Glass traded his potential Harvard degree for a whole lot of takeout food.
I'm going to log in and register, which is how I sign into my account.
Glass pulls out his BlackBerry to show me how the product works.
I will get a 6-inch turkey breast fresh value meal.
Just to test things out, I'll order the old-fashioned way, by standing in line when we get to the restaurant.
I have lettuce, tomato, green peppers.
Glass picks his order up, already paid for, about 30 seconds after we walk in the door. And when I finally sit down at the table, he says,
5 minutes, right there.
5 minutes, you've been sitting here, your sandwich is getting cold.
Okay, so it works, or at least restaurants large and small seem to think so. But how common is this kind of entrepreneurial success? What does it take? I asked Rod Kurtz, senior editor of Inc. magazine.
It's not good enough to just have an idea. It's not good enough just to work hard. It's where the two intersect. That's where you find the real success stories.
It's the combination of innovation, smarts, hard work, and competitiveness, he says, and confidence. What it takes to do some of the things Noah Glass has done in his life. Bike across the country, move to South Africa to work for a company that helps business startups, abandon a budding career playing lacrosse, and oh yeah, throw Harvard Business School out the window to start a company. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
And finally, Kraft Foods got the nod from the city of Irving to sponsor the implosion of Texas Stadium, the old home of the Dallas Cowboys. Kraft is holding an essay contest to find one lucky winner who'll get to pull the trigger that reduces the sports venue to rubble. I've heard of naming rights for stadiums, but sponsoring the demolition of one? I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. Happy New Year. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.